KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union has undergone some major improvements that would not have been possible without our members' commitment to the success of their credit union. This is Jeff Nelson, Board of Directors Chairman, and we thank you for your support and dedication. Not only did we open a branch in Creston, but we have expanded our charter to include 18 Southwest Iowa counties. Membership is now easier to attain than ever before, and I encourage you to let your friends and neighbors know what a valuable asset your credit union is to you. We also offer free checking and gap insurance. Give the Nishna Valley Credit Union a call today and find out how membership can benefit you.
In high school sports around the area last night, in Hawkeye 10 Conference Boys Baseball, it was Atlantic defeating Clarinda 6-1. Gunnar Bloom continues to pound the baseball. He belted a couple of home runs last night to help out offensively, while Chris McVeigh took care of things on the mound, tossing the complete game to grab the win last night. 6-1 Trojans a winner. Also in the Hawkeye 10, it was Denison over Lewis Central 8-6. Creston beat Shenandoah 15-7. Glenwood over Red Oak 19-0, while Harlan beat Kemper Catholic 7-1. In Western Iowa Conference Boys Baseball last night, AHST a 13-1 winner over Underwood. Riverside beat Griswold 12-2, and it was Missouri Valley over Tri-Center 11-9. Also in Rolling Hills Conference Baseball, Cam over East Green 3-2. Exira EHK beat Walnut 2-1. Iowa Christian Academy 12-7 winners over Adair Casey, and Orient Maxburg topping Glidden Ralston by a final of 13-3. Elsewhere around the area in boys baseball, it was Coon Rapids Bayard 6-4 over Earlham. Des Moines Christian beating Guthrie Center 22-1. Lennox outscored Essex 13-12. Logan Magnolia beat Maple Valley 16-2. Murray over Mount Air 15-0. Panorama beat Madrid 6-3. St. Albert over Bedford 16-0. And Dallas Center Grimes grabs a 10-0 win over Carroll last night. In girls softball last night, Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Creston over Shenandoah 10-0. Also, Harlan beat Kemper Catholic 14-1. Glenwood over Red Oak 13-0. In Western Iowa conference softball last night, Trainer beat Audubon 13-3. Tri-Center edging Missouri Valley 2-1. Underwood 8-0 over AHST. Also in girls softball last night, Charter Oak Ute beat West Harrison 15-4. Des Moines Christian 15-1 over Guthrie Center. Earlham beat Coon Rapids Bayard 12-0. IKM Manning over River Valley 5-2. Madrid beat Panorama 6-4. It was Wayne over Nottoway Valley 11-0. West Monona beat Boyer Valley 7-6. Westwood over Arweva by a final of 8-1. Maple Valley topping Logan Magnolia by a final of 14-7. It was Dallas Center Grimes over Carroll 4-0. And Nishnabotna beat Bedford 9-4 last night. Girls soccer regional finals held last night in all classes, and Class 1A regional final winners include St. Albert. They beat Tri-Center 9-2 last evening. Also last night, it was Gilbert over Bondurant Farrar 2-1. Davenport Assumption beat Mid Prairie 9-1. Waterloo Columbus Catholic 7-0 over Clear Creek Amana. Center Point Urbana beat Denver 5-0. Iowa City Regina 3-0 over Dubuque Wallert. It was Nevada beating Gladbrook Rhinebeck 4-1. And Bishop Heelan Catholic of Sioux City beat Unity Christian 5-0. Those winners all move on to the state tournament. In Class 2A regional finals last night, ADM beat Lewis Central 2-1. They went into the penalty kick round last night to determine the winner. Glenwood beat Nottoway Valley 3-0. Nottoway Valley West Central Valley Adair Casey 3-0 the final. Also, Cedar Rapids Xavier topping Cedar Rapids Prairie 4-0. Dallas Center Grimes over Des Moines Hoover 2-1. Union beat Waverly Shellrock 1-0. Pella over Mount Pleasant 10-0. North Scott beat Pleasant Valley 2-0. And Sioux City East 3-1 over Spencer. In Class 3A girls regional finals last night in soccer, it was Dowling Catholic beating Abraham Lincoln 10-0, Ankeny over Southeast Polk 6-0, Bettendorf beat Muscatine 3-2, Cedar Rapids Kennedy 1-0 over Dubuque Hempstead, it was Iowa City West over Cedar Rapids Jefferson 3-0, Johnston beat Urbandale 1-0, Linmar 2-1 over Cedar Falls, and Waukee beat West Des Moines Valley by a 2-1 final. Again, those winners all moving on to the state soccer championship tournament. A former Penn State wrestler faces jail time after pleading guilty to aggravated indecent assault involving the mother of a fellow student. 23-year-old Andrew Long will serve a sentence of at least 1 year minus a day for the assault last August on a 55-year-old woman. The Center Daily Times of State College reports that Long avoided a trial on charges including attempted rape by pleading guilty on Monday. Police say that Long got into bed with the woman while she slept, removed her clothing, and touched her. The 23-year-old Creston, Iowa man was a key member of the Nittany Lions team that won the 2011 NCAA championship. He finished third at 133 pounds. Sentencing is scheduled for August 30th on the charge. Linebacker Jake Farley is transferring from Kansas to Northern Iowa, where the sophomore will play for his father. The 6'1", 220-pound Farley has been a scout squad player at Kansas, where his father Mark was an assistant coach from 1997 to 2000. Mark Farley is now the head coach at Northern Iowa. Kansas coach Charlie Weiss met with Farley on Friday and said in a statement Monday that he wished him success and happiness as he returns home to be with his family. Farley said in the same statement that he's been impressed with the job Weiss has done since taking over for the fired Turner Gill after last season, but the opportunity to play for his father and have his family watch him play was too good for him to pass up. Two expected starters for Urban Meyer's first season at Ohio State have been suspended from the team. The school says senior tight end Jake Stoneburner and junior offensive tackle Jack Muhort are being disciplined following their arrest on a misdemeanor charge of obstructing official business. The two were arrested around 2:30 a.m. Saturday near Muirfield Village Golf Club, where the Memorial Tournament was being held. A report on the incident is due to be released today. A lot more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
In baseball yesterday, Alan Craig hit a tie-breaking two-run homer in the eighth inning as the Cardinals found a bit of missing pop in the lineup, beating the New York Mets 5-4 to stop their season-worst losing streak at 5. The Cards have never been swept in a four-game series in New York. The World Series champions had been outscored 19-1 by the Mets, and they were no-hit by Johan Santana before they salvaged the finale at Citi Field yesterday. Elsewhere in the National League, it was San Francisco over Chicago 3-2. Los Angeles beat Philadelphia 4-3, and Colorado shut out Arizona 4-0. In the American League, Justin Morneau and Josh Willingham each hit two-run homers. Trevor Plouffe also went deep as the Minnesota Twins held off the Kansas City Royals 10-7 last night. In other American League action, it was Seattle over Los Angeles 8-6, and Oakland beat Texas 12-1. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Memphis over Omaha 5-1. Oklahoma City beat Iowa by a score of 6-5. After throwing a career-high 134 pitches in Friday's no-hitter against the Cardinals, Johan Santana is getting two extra days to recuperate. The Mets say the left-hander won't take the mound again until Friday night when they open an interleague series against their city rival at Yankee Stadium. The Mets are being cautious with Santana, who missed last season while rehabilitating his surgically repaired throwing shoulder. Well, the Houston Astros have selected 17-year-old shortstop Carlos Correa with the number one pick in the baseball draft, making him the highest selection ever to come from Puerto Rico. Correa has an incredibly strong arm and terrific instincts defensively, and the Astros might have found their shortstop of the future. He bested catcher Ramon Castro, who went number 17 to Houston in 1994 as the highest-drafted Puerto Rican player. It was the first time Houston had the top pick in the draft since 1992 when the Astros selected Phil Nevin, passing on Derek Jeter, who went five spots later to the Yankees. The other top five draft picks, the second pick, Minnesota took speedy Georgia High School outfielder Byron Buxton, considered a five-tool player with a bat considered the best among all the draft prospects. University of Florida catcher Mike Zunino, who has drawn comparisons to Jason Veritek for his leadership and ability to handle a pitching staff, was taken third in overall by Seattle. Baltimore went with LSU right-hander Kevin Gausman with the fourth pick, adding a potential ace to its system. The draft-eligible sophomore has had a terrific season for the Tigers, going 11-1 with a .272 earned run average and 128 strikeouts in 115 and two-thirds innings. So Kansas City went with University of San Francisco right-hander Kyle Zimmer with the number 5 overall pick. The Don's ace went just 5-3 this season, but had a .285 earned run average and 104 strikeouts with only 17 walks in 88 and a third innings. Pedro Borbón, who pitched 10 years for the Cincinnati Reds and helped the Big Red Machine win back-to-back World Series titles, has died of cancer at 65. Borbón was a key member of the bullpen on Cincinnati's 1975 and 76 championship teams and also pitched for the Angels, the Giants, and the Cardinals. Well, the Oklahoma City Thunder are growing up fast in the NBA playoffs. The Thunder move within one game of the NBA Finals by upsetting San Antonio 108-103 to take a 3-2 series lead in the Western Conference Finals. Kevin Durant led the way with 27 points. Russell Westbrook added 23. Sixth man James Harden was huge off the bench with 20, including a big three-pointer with 28 seconds left. The top-seeded Spurs have lost three straight and are on the verge of a stunning collapse. Coach Greg Popovich shook up his lineup last night as Manu Ginobili returned to the starting lineup and led all scorers with 34 points, but he missed an off-balance three-pointer in the final seconds. The Spurs self-destructed with 21 turnovers, leading to 28 Oklahoma City points. Oklahoma City can clinch its first berth in the NBA Finals with a victory at home in Game 6 Wednesday night. The Miami Heat might have Chris Bosh in uniform for tonight's Game 5 of the NBA Eastern Conference Finals in Miami. The All-Star forward has had several on-court workouts in the past week and has been upgraded from indefinite to day-to-day by coach Eric Spoelstra. Bosh has missed the team's last 9 playoff games due to a lower abdominal strain. The home team has won each of the first 4 games in that best-of-7 matchup. Well, the LA Kings are bullying their way through the Stanley Cup Finals, and they now just need one more victory on the ice to secure their first NHL championship in their 45-year history. The 8th-seeded Kings mowed down the New Jersey Devils 4-0 last night as they take a 3-game-to-nothing lead in the best-of-7 Stanley Cup Final. Jonathan Quick posted his 3rd shutout of the playoffs with 22 saves. He's allowed just 2 goals on 72 shots in the entire series. The Kings are 15-2 this postseason. They have a 3-0 lead in their 4th straight playoff series. That's the first time that's happened in NHL history. The Kings can wrap up the Stanley Cup with a victory at home in Game 4 Wednesday night. If they win in 4, the Kings would be the first team since the 1998 Detroit Red Wings to win in a sweep. Well, Stanford Rout is growing accustomed to life on the other side of Arrowhead Stadium. The former Oakland Raiders quarterback has fit in seamlessly with his longtime division rival as the replacement for Brandon Carr, who left in free agency. Rout has been working out with the first team during the opening weeks of off-season workouts. He said it's helped that he spent 7 seasons playing against the Chiefs twice a year. It's also helped that another ex-Raider, tight end Kevin Boss, is a newcomer with Kansas City. Rout was among the most penalized defensive backs in the NFL last season, but he's also started 30 games over the past 2 years and was routinely put on the opposition's best wide receiver. And that's why Chiefs coach Romeo Crennel appears so comfortable with him. Peyton Manning showed excellent arm strength while airing it out Monday as the Denver Broncos worked on deep throws. The league's only 4-time MVP is returning from a nerve injury that caused weakness in his throwing arm, forcing him to sit out last season and eventually led to his release from the Indianapolis Colts. In the 2 previous practices that the media were allowed to watch, Manning looked good on short and intermediate passes, but sometimes lacked the oomph on the occasional deep ball. Not this time, though. Some of his throws were actually too strong, sailing over receivers' heads. In other NFL news, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have signed first-round pick Doug Martin to a 5-year contract. The Boise State running back was the 31st selection in the draft. He's expected to share the workload as a rookie with third-year pro LeGarrette Blount. Kansas City has signed free agent safety Abram Elam. The Chiefs are hoping the 7th-year pro will provide some depth behind Eric Berry, who's coming back from a devastating knee injury sustained last season. Elam spent last year with the Cowboys. An arbitrator has ruled that NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has the authority to discipline New Orleans Saints players for their role in a bounty system. The players' union had challenged Goodell on that issue. The NFL plans to start hiring and training possible replacement officials as a precaution. The league and the NFL Referees Association have been negotiating since October, and they've said they expect a new collective bargaining agreement in time for the upcoming season. In racing news, NASCAR has suspended Kurt Busch for 1 week for verbally abusing a media member. NASCAR says that Busch's behavior after Saturday's Nationwide Series race at Dover was in violation of his probation. Busch was fined $50,000 by NASCAR last month and placed on probation through July 25th for reckless driving on pit road against at Darlington and a post-race altercation with Ryan Newman's crew members. That probation has now been extended through the end of this year. It took some work, but Maria Sharapova is into the quarterfinals of the French Open and three wins away from completing a career Grand Slam. The second-seeded Russian got past her opponent from the Czech Republic in a three-set match that dragged on for 3 hours and 11 minutes. Defending champion Li Na of China bowed out yesterday as she dropped a decision in three sets to a qualifier. The last American in the draw, Varvara Zepchenko, lost 6-2 and 6-1 to Wimbledon champ and number 4 seed Petra Kvitova, the Czech Republic. Over on the men's side, 6-time champ and number 2 seed Rafael Nadal blew past 3rd seeded Juan Monaco in straight sets after number 5 seed Joe Wilfred Tsonga and 9th seeded Juan Martin Del Potro returned to the court and won 4th round matches halted by darkness on Sunday. Nadal has lost only 19 games through his 4 matches so far in the tournament. 4th seeded Andy Murray overcame a slow start as he beat 17th-seeded Frenchman Richard Gasquet in 4 sets. 6th-seed David Ferrer and number 12-seed Nicolas Almagro moved into the quarterfinals in straight sets yesterday at Roland Garros. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.